Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Man, I ain't trying to get involved with y'all.
You don't get involved, I'm going to knock your ass out too. Make a choice.
And I always say the bigger the hoop, the bigger the hole. But oh my goodness. Any bitch with a fake name and the last name is Dior, just stay away. Just stay away. Brielle Dior, are you a porn star, ma'am?
You never know. That's the point.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I had a little difficulty in the beginning, but I'm good. I'm a little tired.
You're in Italy, right?
Right now I'm in London. So It's still a hot mess. Now it's 2 a.m. here.
Jet lag,
but we're here. Yes. So talk to me. How was your day?
It was good. I worked this morning, a little tired, but I'm ready to see what the boys got coming in.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah. So I'm Brielle. I'm from Los Angeles. I live in Texas. I'm 27. I'm a chef. I'm a private celebrity chef. So
stop the cap.
Okay, you cooking grits and eggs after you blow a celebrity isn't a celebrity chef. But I like what you did there. That was cute. What size do you think those things are? Like F? They're some stupid number. They're past D. Double G's or some goofy shit like that?
Show me your tits!
I'm a private celebrity chef, so, you know.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yes.
What else? What else do you want us to know about you?
I'm pretty easygoing. I have some height requirements when it comes to the means.
Oh, there's a big surprise. That's an incredible... I think I'm going to have a heart attack and die from that surprise.
So, you know.
Don't worry. I'm going to ask you about your man.
Okay. So,
but tell me more about yourself. Okay, so you're a chef. What do you like to do besides cooking?
I like to eat. That's why I like to cook. I'm pretty easygoing. The only thing I really kind of am not into is like outdoor activities, so like hiking. I don't do the whole bug thing. So moving to Texas was like, but I've been in Texas for a year now. I've been in LA my whole life. So Thanks, Jasmine.
Can you imagine trying to get to know somebody and you ask, like, what are you into? What do you like to do? And they say, I like to eat. Like, who doesn't like to eat? That's literally the lamest answer you can give to the question of, so, you know, what do you like to do?
Recently figured out that I'm autistic. Well, last November.
Yeah, I've grown up in LA. You know, I've lived a pretty nice life and I'm ready to just take my career to the next level. Working on some channels for my YouTube and my food. And so I'm okay.
What's your favorite dish to make?
Honestly, girl, I like to make a lot of steaks just because I like to eat a lot of steaks. So,
you know, okay.
It's usually whatever the client, usually my clients are pretty freelance. Whatever I make, they'll eat. So
you lying.
Does it seem like she's a legit chef? Does it seem like she's a legit private chef for celebrities? I was expecting a more eloquent answer, a more professional answer, an answer that would imply that this is her expertise. Do you wear these type of outfits when you're chefing for these celebrities, quote unquote? I got a feeling she doesn't chef for any female celebrities. Just a wild guess.
Well, okay, so you are single.
I'm single, no man. I've been single for 3 years. So
why do you think you've been single for so long?
I'm looking for someone who is mentally on the same level as I am. You know, it's a lot of people who can physically meet requirements and not necessarily mentally and emotionally. So I'm looking for someone who can meet me, you know, with the same mentality.
Anything about what you've seen so far say that this woman has a high IQ or she's highly intelligent? She can sit and have a conversation that's going to be profound or inquisitive? Because my answer is hell no.
All right. So tell me, let's talk about the man of your dream. So you want him to be mentally, on your level? What does it mean?
Basically, someone who is honest, emotionally in tune, someone who's not afraid to say how they're feeling, doesn't hide how they're feeling, and then they, you know, kind of just act a certain way. Someone who is career-driven, motivated, and, you know, about honesty and love and life.
Okay. Sure, that sounds good.
I'm not after money.
Have you ever wanted to believe in something, even though you knew it couldn't be true? Did you ever want to believe it so bad you didn't pay attention to what your common sense was telling you?
I've seen a lot of money in my life, so I'm, you know, I want somebody who is just genuine.
If a woman has seen a lot of money in her life, she's going to want a man to match that. It's in their DNA. She's around celebrities and stuff, so she's around dudes with big money. Do you really think she would be satisfied, you know, being with a 50K man? Do you think she would truly submit to a 50K man while she go out the house every day and be around a millionaire man?
The answer is hell no.
Okay, so since we're on the money thing and you're saying you don't need like money from them, how much are you comfortable with them making?
It's figures.
I mean, you gotta make like...
True evolution, that true growth as a human, it just isn't there.
If she was used to getting it, if she was used to getting commitment from men who have the number she's about to say, nothing would be funny about this.
You just say you're not about money, so how much?
I mean, like, I never really thought about it because it's really not about money. Like, if I meet somebody and you like, damn, I made like, you know, I made 30, 40,000, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to look at you a certain way. But if I really had to be like, yeah, you gotta make a certain figure, I would at least say like 90,000.
90,000.
Start.
Yeah, okay, but would you talk to somebody that makes 30,
40, 50? Yeah.
You're just saying anything now, ho.
On one hand, you'll take a 40K man serious, but on the other hand, you got to have 90K to start with. There is nothing inside that weave-covered skull of hers. Nothing. Except a bunch of celebrity jizz, that is.
Would you talk to somebody that makes 30, 40, 50?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you gotta really be like good to me. Like, you really gotta be like on your P's and Q's. Treat me good. Talk to me nice.
I don't need to. Why would I?
Well, I'm
how stupid would never be held for R. Kelly?
How would I talk to you nice when I'm sure you're very misbehaved? So it's like what I just said earlier. She's not gonna submit to a 40K man. A 40K man gotta watch his mouth around her. That's what she's saying. Can't make this crap up. If you make 500K. Not only can he talk to you any type of way, he could treat you any type of way. That's usually how it go. You'll be surprised what you can get away with, bros, if you made 500K. Or maybe you wouldn't be surprised if you watch enough of this channel.
So, yeah. Because if you knock that, then you're going for the queen.
Okay. All right. What about his height? Since you said you have height requirement. How tall are you?
I'm 5'2", looking for a 6'3 and up.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
I'm over you. That's it.
Every opportunity she gets, she's gonna shake her tits. All these unnecessary dances, they're not accidental.
I'm over you. That's it. That's it. I was like, yay, she's
gonna have a 5 foot and an inch. Like,
why?
I don't know. Like, at first, it was, like, something I really was drawn to. And then I've dated people who are, like, close to my height, like, 5'9".
That's not even close to your height.
Because, like, the last person I kind of dated, I wasn't in a relationship with, but they were 7 foot. So it's like, when I look at somebody who's 6 feet, I'm like, oh, you're kind of short.
You know that anger you get when you deal with, like, a person that's just completely stupid? What's wrong with your brain? Like why do you not see what you are? Like, and I get there with women. I truly do.
This real. Once a woman tastes better, she will never respect lesser. So, a basketball player was fucking on her for a few weeks. And that changed her whole standard for men. even though she never had a serious relationship with a man who made a certain amount or a man who was a certain height. That's her new relationship standard. Can't stand these goofballs. I really can't. That's what these women need to get. You having a fling with a certain guy doesn't make that your standard now. At least change your standards based on who gave you a serious commitment.
Are we going for 6'3"? Can we go for 5'10"? No?
We can go for 5'10".
Hey, if he has everything that you like and he's 5'10", we good.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to be like, dang, like, you're good to me, you know, you're sweet and you do these things, but you're not 6'3". I'm not going to do that. But off rip, like, I am going to look at you like,
Dang bat.
Okay, we're going to try. What is the age range that you want him to be?
Nobody younger than me.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
Damn!
I'm sorry.
27. So 27 and what? To what? What's the max?
Sure, somebody daddy in here, we think it's 58. Yes, girl. Yes.
Oh, yes. 58?
Yeah. I feel like the type of woman that I am, not red flags, I feel like the type of woman that I am, a lot of men don't appreciate that.
Of course not.
Oh, there's nothing to appreciate. They do appreciate what you have to offer. Big boobs, a face to blow a load on, and then your value has been used up, and they send you on your way to try to manipulate another baller. See, women like this don't get that this time is running out. The end goal is marriage. You need to be trying to get a ring from one of these dudes. You're getting flued out days are coming to an end.
Tick tock, motherfucker!
You're not going to have anything to show for dealing with all these, you know, celebrities and ballplayers and rappers. But a bunch of DNA still floating up in you.
Ew, pervert.
I'm for the streets. Because I've moved on from relationships. I'm not wife material because I've had sex with men.
Men who have any common sense in reality could look at her and tell by her body language, her like how she's looking at shit, you could tell she belongs to the streets. Don't fuck with that unless you want to use her as a pump and dump.
A lot of men don't appreciate that until they've had a lot of other women. And then they're like, oh. Have this nurturing spirit, this nurturing soul. You like to give, you like to love. And a lot of men who are younger aren't used to that. So they're kind of just like, oh, like, I feel like nowadays toxicity is like a really big thing. Everybody wants to be toxic, which is like, it's cool here and there, but toxicity is.
Huh?
I'm looking for someone who is mentally on the same level as I am.
No, it's not cool here and there. Toxicity. Ma'am, you have a lot of toxicity. You really do. No, but you need to learn how to talk. Wasn't she saying something earlier about a dude need to match me intellectually or be on my level mentally? But you don't know how to say toxicity? I guess it's the toxicity.
I mean, at least it's a big age range because I have some older men and they're always like, well, you don't bring anybody for us. And guys, if you're in your 40s, 50s, it's the day for you. Please come.
Today is the day.
Please come. Okay, can they have kids?
Ooh. So when it comes to the age thing, if you're over like, I guess 40, it's kind of like you're probably going to have kids.
This woman is going to be so angry and bitter when all this privilege goes away, screaming at some Walmart cashier that she couldn't get the discount. These women become the most mentally ill when their looks fade. They don't know any other world where they're not getting the red carpet rolled out for them so a man could use her for the night. That's going to be a whole different world for her. That's going to be a rough transition. A lot of them end up on drugs.
We're going to try it. So, guys, you need to be 5'10",
uh-huh.
The age of 27 to 58. Preferably no kids, but if you're 40 and up, kids are okay if they're older.
Right.
And somebody that's going to treat her good. And money-wise, you don't need to be rich. You just got to be good, comfortable.
Fuck all that!
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.